Hello everyone, it's been a while, but we are back, and Paul here is looking like 77-year-old man with a bad back.
I have a little bit of tiny bit of klitzeklein. That's the word of today. Do you know what klitzeklein means?
Klitzeklein would be maybe a little problem, or
no, small, tiny small, but like in a cozy. Verniedlichung. So like you say klitzeklein if it's like a tiny little bit, like you talk to children, you know?
Yeah, but to I dogs. Think it might be tiny little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Because it looks bad and it's not better than yesterday.
It is better when I...
What happened?
I worked out to one day look like you because I want to look like an athlete. That's my goal for 2026 is to be paripped. And to be paripped, so abs are made in the kitchen. I'm aware of that. So I learned a lot of fitness. My Instagram algorithm is like, there's a lot of people who tell you exactly what to do on the internet.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's mainly about what you eat that you have. You have proper abs. How do I get abs? I have one ab. I have a dad bod.
Well, I try to overtrain the food. You know, I think there's two ways. You know, it can be either food or it can be training, but the best is obviously combined.
Got it.
Yeah, so.
I try to train. So I have this new device in Pari Clubhouse, which is called Amp Fitness. Probably not sponsored by Amp, but it looks like a designy kind of wall, small thing, but you can attach like ropes and handles and stuff to it. And then through ropes and an AI and a phone, it tells you what you have to work out. So yep. For me, it's very good because it measures your muscular load and then you just click create an AI workout and then every 2 days I'm trying to do that. I did a good job in that in January and February. I was a little bit ripped. Then I didn't do a great job because I was gone. And so I'm now back in Newport Beach and I tried to get in my training. And it was Sunday, and you know how much I love golf. It was the most important day in golf in the whole year. There's just two things that are really, really number one cool. It's Masters and it's Ryder Cup. That's the two. Ryder Cup is Europe versus America. Masters is in, it's a golf tournament. And it was Sunday Masters, and I invited my friends, all two of them, Will and Todd, to play a little bit of golf in my golf simulator, work out, because we're workout gym bros, and watch golf. Which I, for the first hour, it was the single best Sunday in a couple of weeks. But I think it's not clever to, like, you do sets in the workout and then you're supposed to rest, but in the resting, we hit balls on green 16 because you can set the simulator to Masters hole 16, which is kind of sick.
Yeah. And did you end like all out with the golf? Yeah. Or?
I was a little too short, so I went more in the turn until I couldn't anymore. And something
happened.
It was not a, like, it was just like I hit two times the ground a little bit too much. And then I started my muscles, lower back, to hurt, and then I went into the massage chair, which I have. So I have all the tools, you know, all the
gadgets.
And then something like it started to be bad, and the more I lay, so I laid down, I did ice bath, jacuzzi afterwards to kind of heal it. That helped. And when I laid down, it doesn't hurt at all, not even closely in bed, but I cannot twist or turn. So getting out of the bed and standing was pretty much impossible for the last 3 days.
And what do you think it is?
I think it's a muscular problem.
I think is it you've destroyed your disc. I think so.
Oh,
because I did mine once. And yeah, for the first few days, if it doesn't get better, normally muscle would already start to relax in a few days. But you're still struggling, so
depending on what I do, like if I walk, and we are here in Monterey or in Camel by the Sea, and here.
No, you can, actually, Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach, sorry. Sorry. And you can take a walk around golf courses of all places. And after that, it's totally gone. So I'm totally fine if I move it. It's not great if I sit for long. So let's do a road trip.
That's what we're doing in a few days, a couple of days.
I hope it's better until then.
I hope it gets better because, it doesn't look great.
You had to put my socks and shoes on today.
Never again.
Would you like, is that the end of, like, is that die Grenze, is the German, so like the corner, the end of friendship? I think if you would have a severe, and in Germany you have to do civil service or go to the army.
Yep.
Back in the days when I did it. You went to the army, right?
Yep.
I read that you were like one of the best snipers there ever was in, right? So you were good in shooting.
Yeah, I was really good in shooting, yes. And I became like this scout that goes behind the enemy. I was good at shooting, good at running in the forest, stuff like that. So
maybe you could become a biathlon? What's like long skiing, like long distance?
Cross country skiing and shooting.
What's the name of it?
I think I missed it, but you know, the professionals, they are younger than me. Yeah. So,
but you, if you, Olympic would be, that's the only
There's
thing
many things, to. Many things we could be, but I don't want to be anything else, Paul.
Yeah, we had that talk.
Yeah.
That's kind of true. I don't want to be anything else too.
But yeah, quite a bit actually happened in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we gotta keep up. I'm sorry that we took a little bit of a break, because what's next is also sometimes nothing is happening. What's next? And we don't have any sponsors. We don't have any shareholders. We don't have any managers. So we just do whatever the F we want to do.
Exactly.
And we said after, I think the last episode was a remote episode and in China.
Yes, before Japan.
And then we went into Japan, and Japan was a bit logistically not the easiest.
Yeah, like we kind of tried to do it during the race weekend, but race weekend is tough, you know, because it's so busy. And then once there's a bit of time to chill, you kind of just want to chill, you know.
That's what I like. The number one thing I experience with you is you talk so much on race weekends, because first it's media and then there's all the engineers.
Yeah.
Like you really want to be quiet. Evenings, like whenever we hang out, you're like, I don't want to, like, just give me 5 minutes of not talking, which is a problem if you hang with me. Oh, it hurts when I laugh.
Yeah, it must be a disc, man.
It's never, no. Like, I feel like 18 again.
Okay.
I can.
I almost believe you. But then we tried to do the podcast Monday after Japan.
First, we tried to do it Saturday evening. You kind of sold me, and I think you were like, we wanted to do it Wednesday as planned, but you arrived too late, and I was also tired because I flew in and went through Tokyo and did stuff in Tokyo and train and whatever. So I was happy when we said, let's not do it. And then you were like, kind of, if you don't want to do something, and then you sell it with something else, like my 8-year-old Tate, he does that a lot. Like you did exactly that, telling me like we could do the first race day podcast episode ever on Sunday morning.
It sounded pretty good.
That's in theory. It sounded amazing.
How to find 30 minutes on a race day?
No way.
Yeah. Unless you wake up like earlier and stuff. But
No, there was no way. So then we tried it on Monday, but Monday was in Tokyo.
Yeah,
you. Took, how did you, because I took like a, I had a transfer. We were three people. We wanted to take the Shinkansen train, and traffic was a problem. They shut down the highway next to Suzuka. And it was like, I think it took us 4 hours from the track to the train station.
In Nagoya.
We caught the very last Shinkansen train from Nagoya to Tokyo. So we arrived into Tokyo at like 1:40 a.m., took another Uber to the hotel. So I was in bed at like 2:30 a.m. or something. But still, we went to Tokyo after the race. How was it for you?
I got really lucky, actually. So my plan was the train always. Yeah. But then I was searching. We had this driver's group that I was searching if somebody's flying to Tokyo with a heli, you know, maybe.
So then you just drop it. Hey, anybody has a lift?
Yes, but nobody had a lift. But then I got one contact from a friend also in who is involved in Formula One, that he has this one Japanese businessman who operates helicopters between Suzuka and Tokyo. And there was one helicopter that had a free seat, basically, that was had one empty seat going to Tokyo from Suzuka, like pretty much straight after the race. And I managed to get that. And the guy, he didn't want any favors. I think it was just cool for the other passengers that they were flying with Formula One driver.
And it was fans who were attending.
Yeah, but they didn't speak English. So happy days. So I could just sit quiet. The whole flight.
Selfies. Huh? Did you take a selfie?
Once we landed, we took a couple of photos. And so, yeah, I got a free ride.
From Suzuka to Tokyo.
Yeah, so I was at my hotel at 7:30 p.m.
Huh. Must be nice.
It was nice. Then actually had a good dinner, quite late dinner, with some of the bosses from Cadillac or TWG.
They probably also took a helicopter in.
They took a train, actually.
How did they manage to get that?
They left like straight after the race. Hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, but sorry, and had to take some content of winning situations. I have to fire back a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And but I'm drinking a Monterey beer local.
So it was a late dinner, and the next day I was going to travel to Charlotte for the simulator from Japan.
Yes.
So I was like, okay.
Cheers, by the way.
Cheers, mate. I was like, okay. Yeah, wanted to do this podcast, but I also want to sleep as long as I can, because I know then with the flights and time zone, that was the right thing to do. So I managed to sleep until 11.
That was insane. And you told me no alarm. I text you when I wake up.
Yeah.
And at like 10:45, I was like, there's no way. You're an adult who, the last time I could sleep until 11, I was 17, I think.
Okay.
Like, no way. I cannot sleep until 11.
I'm a good sleeper.
You slept in the hotel of Lost in Translation. That's probably why. Have you seen that film? It's worth watching.
I haven't, but yes.
It's a good
film. So yeah, then we met for a quick coffee, but didn't really have time for a podcast.
And also didn't really want to.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to catch up because we had a dinner Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Which was fun, by the way.
Because very nice Kobe beef.
Yeah, you were talking on the podcast about the secret place that you don't want anybody to know.
Hmm.
And then we were there and it was... Like, I loved the atmosphere because it was like you had to take your shoes off. You were sitting in a circle around charcoal.
It was very hot, though, in the room.
Very hot in the room.
There's the fire, yeah. Like, on the table.
And a very old Japanese woman cooks the Kobe beef for you. And it was really, really nice. And then at one point you were like, yeah, I need to go home because you're... And transportation wasn't my best
thing. How did you get to the dinner? I took my bike from Suzuka Circuit Hotel, which was 6 kilometers, and it took me 13 minutes.
I tried to get an Uber outside.
Outside track, mm-hmm. After qualifying.
Yeah. learning, if you're ever around Suzuka, there's no Uber, first of all. And there's also no taxis that stop for you. So I started walking. And it only took me 1 hour and 20 minutes of walking until I was at your restaurant. And that's like, it's a bit of a, I have to.
We were actually quite kind of finished with the dinner when we got there.
It was the last course. I had one piece of meat.
But you get a bonus round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just from you. It was nice of you. And Joe was there, and our Italian helmet guy was there, which was very nice. And it was we still had a good 45 minutes of nice dinner situations.
Yeah.
And then I kind of brought you to the door because I ordered a taxi to go back, but you took just a car because your car was there. And I was blown away by how many fans were outside the restaurant. And I was like, wow, Valtteri Bottas is a superstar in Suzuka. Like, it was Michael Jackson-ish.
Come on.
It was a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they must have followed you to find out where you eat your dinner at Saturdays, where your Kobe beef is. And you told me the week before that it was like just needs to be secret. It's your restaurant. Only you know about this restaurant. And so like you signed all those autographs. People were grabbing you. And then at one point, enough, I can't do it. Jumped in flashlights and people were screaming your name and you took off. And yeah, it was like that. It was pretty insane.
Okay.
And I was watching all of that and I was impressed and proud because I'm your friend and I feel like I'm a little bit famous in Suzuka too. And then I was wondering why the fans didn't leave. And there's a reason they didn't leave.
There was another driver.
There was not only another driver, there was the whole Williams team with superstar James Wowles.
Yeah.
Instagram superstar. So he probably, that's why the people were there, maybe also his two drivers, but they had a full Williams dinner at that restaurant. And if I look closely, some of your fans also were wearing Williams.
Yeah, so it's not all mine.
It was not only you. They kind of jumped on it, I think.
So I'm not the only one who knows the place, turns out.
And I told him that this is a secret, James, and he said like, well, Valtteri learned it of me. Like, he was offended. I told him, oh, you know about Valtteri's secret restaurant? And he said, it's my secret restaurant. And he even told me that he was for sure in the restaurant before you were there. So if you run into him,
okay, need to chill.
Next, you have to say sorry that you kind of claim his secret Japanese Kobe beef restaurant. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can ask that. Easy.
But now we're talking about F1, which is what we were not really planning on.
No.
What did you do afterwards?
Then, we got this sudden break because of Bahrain. So only
feels weird, right?
Cancel. Yeah, it was almost like mini COVID period, you know?
Ah, okay. So
kind of just suddenly, poor month, there's nothing.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, the first thing, like I said, that went to the simulator. So those commitments are now done. We did all the Miami prep, everything already. So we're kind of all set from my side. But now it's, then I was like, what should I do? Well, it's quite rare that I get like proper time at home. So I had almost 2 weeks at home in Monaco.
Yeah.
And it was really nice just to kind of calm down, focus on my training, have a little bit of me time again, and spend time with Tiff. But then there was this, I need to get this US visa because now I race for Cadillac, which is a US team. And if I do work in the US in relation to a US based company, I need a different visa, not just ESTA.
But that's super easy in the United States. You just.
Yeah, super easy. So physically, you need to.
Where do you? You have to go to Helsinki or.
No, for me, closest place was Paris. So it's obviously a flight.
So the embassy, US embassy?
Yeah.
Or,
the embassy of United States in Paris. So everything was set. I had to print 64 pages to bring with me. Got my new visa photos done, everything booked flights with, pretty tight turnaround to Paris because I didn't want to spend the whole day there. So took an easy jet to Paris, all good, flight on time, jump in the car from Charles de Gaulle to Paris. And then there was a crash on the way on the road. There's pretty much only like one main road that goes to Paris, you know. And also all the other detours, they were blocked. So I missed the visa appointment by 7 minutes. No, sorry, eight minutes.
Oh, no. And did you talk? Normally you talk your way in. So did you try to?
Yeah, I tried. Like at the outside, when they decide, like, can you go in or not? So they called inside. They said, no, you need to come back in 2 hours. But my flight was in 3 hours' time, so I had to be already at the airport. And I said, okay, if I come back in 2 hours, can I still do the appointment? They said, no, that's when you know if you can get an appointment tomorrow or the day after.
Oh.
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 So I just went back to the airport. I had a nice coffee, though, in Paris. found a good place, and then went back home with empty hands. So that was a day well spent.
Is that one of those places where you're not allowed to bring a cell phone in?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you like can, but you need to switch it off. But and no bags, only like clear envelope with your stuff.
That's it.
But I didn't get to see that on that day. So then I was like, I'm not going back to Paris. Like, I gotta, I just really disliked that whole process and getting turned around. Obviously, I shouldn't be late, but it was a bit out of my control. But turns out I had to go to Paris 2 days after. It was the only solution to get my visa before I come to US.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I'm here on this same trip to perform as an athlete for US-based team. So I had to go
Which
to Paris.
Which visa do you have now?
P1. So it's basically the athlete visa.
P1A or P1B?
P1A.
Because P1B is entertainment.
Yeah.
Are you sure yours is? Because are Formula One drivers entertainers or athletes?
In some countries, they're entertainers. Apparently here, they're athletes. Yeah. Yeah. Like Japanese visa is entertainer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just here to entertain you.
Well, what about WWF, like wrestling, Hulk Hogan, may he rest in peace. Do you think he was an athlete too over here? Probably.
Athlete or entertainer? I think this is one for the comments.
Yeah.
Comment below.
But you guys, like you F1 drivers are athletes. There's no, that's 100% sure. Sorry. Like,
yeah,
there's
sure.
No, you are athletes. But yeah, is Formula One a sport?
Yes, absolutely.
What makes a sport? It's not, could be a game or what?
No, it is a sport.
I'm not saying anything over here.
I'm not even going to debate this.
Okay.
It is a sport and it is a team sport.
Okay, I agree. I absolutely agree. Okay, so you made it?
Made it and got the passport the previous evening of traveling to America, where we are now. So we're now
is
here.
It a cool visa? Because like they look cool, right?
It's cool. It says United States of America. Yeah. There's like American flag.
Do you have a cool picture?
Yeah.
Like, is it?
Very cool.
Yeah.
I took it at 5:30 a.m. at the airport. So, but yeah, now here in America.
Nice.
Spending some time. And this weekend is sea otter gravel.
Yeah. And Coachella.
And Coachella.
And Pier Club. But that's next week.
Yeah.
Exciting. The one thing I want to talk about is my race.
Ah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
So you ran with a team from LA to Las Vegas, which is 500. Oh, no.
More than 500 kilometers and like 380 miles. We ran 400 miles, but.
Do you think that had any effect on your back?
Potentially. It doesn't hurt at all right now if I'm leaning back.
Yeah, good. Good for you.
Well, I was a little bit, like, it was very different to what I expected. We both did an Ironman. We did marathons. Like, we did long distance where you suffer, where you have to go through, and, like, this great feeling of achieving something that you didn't really thought you could do. And you have the first beer, and I envisioned the first beer in the pool in Vegas when we make it there. It was very, very different to that. Because it was a relay, and I started it like 4 a.m. 1,000 people at Santa Monica Pier. The start was pretty sick. Like, and there's no rules, no spectators. You start on the pier of Santa Monica, and you just have to go to the Vegas sign and touch it. That's no other rules. Like, you can, however you run there, if you change every 100 miles, if you change every 1 mile, whatever you want to do. It's the 14th time people do that. And you can see how, like, there's one ideal route. And we started off with 5Ks. So I did a 5K. And me personally, I'm struggling with the first 1 or 2 miles whenever I go running. Like, I need a little bit to get into it. Like, I'm a big oil tanker, I would say.
To be fair, I need it too. I need to warm up.
Okay. Yeah. So whenever we have run club or whatever, it's always the first 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that, whatever. for those, we roughly, we took 37 hours. And those 37 hours, I only, the 4 a.m. start thing was 3 miles, so 5K. After that, we switched to half mile splits because that's by far the fastest.
So proper intervals.
Full on. I did intervals for 36 hours and like 127 of it.
Do you know roughly how many calories you burned in?
I don't know.
That period.
But I had a legit 26, 25 days train on both days.
Yeah.
Well, Whoop didn't really measure it because you're not sleeping. So all of a sudden you have a, you're constantly awake.
You miss one night.
Like, yeah, and yeah. Whoop is very confused of that. And at the end, the biggest problem to me, and you nailed it in the comments, I think. So of my very proud post, I didn't know how to Strava that. Because like I started and then after 5 short intervals, I was like, I can't now upload 127 short-term efforts. And
why not?
Yeah, I was also like, it's really, you run for 2 minutes and then you rest for 10 and you do that for 35 hours. And it's always like, I'm always done at the end of it. Like I'm coughing and I'm at the limit. And in those 10 minutes, you recover so fast that, I can go again.
Yeah.
And Giacomo, for example, he tracked it, but then he ran like a ultra. Everybody ran around 70 miles.
So he did the full thing with pause.
Yeah, yeah, he paused and did it. And then he had like a 2-hour 42 marathon. All the PRs are, because you're so fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, you rest then.
So like I said, that's also cheating.
That's not correct, I think.
Yeah, the whole pause thing is cheating, I think.
So yeah, here asking for Strava, a new feature for
split issues project. Like this.
Yeah, split project. By the way, what's your Strava streak?
18 weeks or something.
I get my.
What is yours?
My phone is here. Let me see. I like Strava.
And Strava streaks. What does it?
We're not sponsored by Strava.
What is the? We're sponsored by Wahoo. We're Wahooligans.
That is right.
And Strap.
But yeah, and Canyon.
I'm not sponsored by Canyon, but you are.
Yes.
So what is a streak? Like an active week or an active day?
Active week on Strava.
So one thing a week.
Even if you do one exercise that you post on Strava, what's your streak number?
I have 18 weeks. I looked that up.
I have 278 weeks.
What?
278 weeks.
That's 5 years.
It's... It's 5 years.
So for the last 5 years, you did one.
I've exercised every week and at least once and posted.
You never sick for more than a week?
No.
Did you never go on like a bachelor party of your friends in Finland where?
For a week?
Yeah.
No. And even if I would, I wouldn't do. Clearly, I wouldn't do a week without exercising.
That's insane.
Yeah. On average, I think we spoke about it about last year, like how many rest days I had. But that was special year because I wasn't racing. But still, I love it.
That's insane.
Staying active is good.
I have one question for you. So the speed project thing, so it was super much fun. It was really like the people are one of the nicest people I've ever seen, also pretty cool people. Like they're all legit runners. Like it was, so ultra runners are, like, I want to be like them. Like, it's super sick how they look, how they run, the style and everything. It's really admiring. And I met one guy, Josh is his name. He's like a 55-year-old, owns a bar, doesn't drink in San Francisco. And he did it alone, self-supported.
That's mad.
So he started on Monday night. So on 5 days, he runs 100K, but then he sleeps. But he does it slow, but by himself. And he arrived in the same time. So I believe, like, and I felt a bit like we were all a party fun. Whatever we did, we succeeded. We're proud of all of us, but it was not even closely an achievement like a proper marathon or an Ironman or whatever. It was like a team effort to get there. I want to be like Josh. I do want to do it alone. I don't know if I have the balls to, because it's 1 year from now.
Is there a time cut or limit?
You can take as much time as you want to. But for me, do you think I'm capable of run 100 miles, very slow, 10-minute, 11-minute miles? That's like 7 to 8 minute kilometers. If you can, you can run 5 hours, a marathon, take a lunch break, run another 5 hours, and then another 10K, 20K.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think you would struggle to do it now.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But we have a year.
You have a year to train. Like
impossible to do it right now.
Like an ultra runner.
But where you know pretty much, you know me very well.
Yeah.
Do you think I can run 100K tomorrow on one day? From dusk till dawn.
With your current back condition.
With my fitness condition. From starting at sunrise until sunset. So I have 14, 15 hours. 100K, I can walk in between, but...
Yeah, I think you could do it.
In one day.
One day. But then doing it 5 times in a row?
That's training.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But if I can do one day tomorrow, then I can get to 5 days within 1 year. Right?
Yeah.
And then you have a sick camper van where you sleep and nice food and... No.
I don't. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Okay.
But I see. I'm seeing your.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's something I'm also 46. Something you want to achieve.
You would break something for sure. Whether it's you get destroyed Achilles or knees or something.
Really.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
But then you got to train properly. You got to start tomorrow. And you have to commit to the training. But I'm not saying you can't do it. I think it's a bad idea. I think it's more fun as a team.
It clearly is. And I'm also, I can also fake it. To pretend to be an ultra runner and just buy Satisfy shirts and do some half-ass stuff and then look a little bit like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight. Okay, so that's a no or a yes? I was ready. If you would have said, let's do it, I would have shaken your hand and gone. Let's think a week about it.
Let's think about it.
The next
because week. If I say yes and you do it, then you don't destroy yourself.
And then it's your fault.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Okay, we analyze it.
I'll show you.
Josh?
Also, comment below. Yeah. Yes or no?
Should I do Speed Project Alone 2027? Okay. 300 miles. Supported. I do it supported. I want a proper camper van with Hyper Ice boots and Nobu catering.
Bit of yellow tail sashimi.
Just
to recover. Yeah,
every five.
Yeah.
High protein.
Black cut.
Yeah. I love the rock shrimp tempura, creamy spicy sauce. But I do that in the evening because it's hard to digest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Let's go.
Let's go. We are enjoying California, America. And we'll be hanging around.
Yeah.
For the next week or two. So.
It's nice.
Speak soon. See you soon.
I saw another side of America also. I was in Lake Havasu, where they do speedboats. Have you ever been in a speedboat, one of those 1,000 horsepower?
No.
It goes 500 miles per hour straight down.
And very American thing.
Then very hard to turn around, and then again. And they do that all day.
Sick, bro.
America.
America. Everything is possible.
What's next?
What's next?
Okay, now I show you how I'm standing up. It didn't hurt.
It seemed like it did.
No, it did really not hurt. I would have told you because then I would have fallen down.
It's quite warm.
It's very warm. I'm sweaty. Keep that in.